Okay, I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for August 29th, 2023. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I can ask everyone to turn off any electronic devices they have, phones, pagers, iPads, anything. And if you need to have a conversation with your neighbor, if you would please go out into the back room there so we don't disturb our present presenters. Please let the record show all members are in attendance. And if I could get county staff introductions.
Juan Cabascas, Clark County Admin Services of the Commissioner Jenkins' office.
And our planner.
Alvaro Lozano with Commissioner Jenkins' office. Rob Kaminsky, Comprehensive Planning Department.
Hi, Rob. We haven't seen you in a while. Okay, public.
One more.
Hi, Linda Lenzo.
Welcome. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson on the board on majority vote. May I get an approval of the minutes for August 8th, 2023?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from August 8th. August 8th.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of August 8th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for August 29th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for tonight, August 29th, 2023.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for August 29th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. No informational items this evening.
Yep.
Planning and zoning, we please ask the applicant to step up, use the microphone, give us your name and address for the record, and tell us what it is you'd like to do. So item number one is ET-2340015, WS-220340, Mushtagi Shirok, waiver. Did I spell that? Do that right?
Sorry.
Did I say your name right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you couldn't pronounce it, it's me.
Waiver of development standards, first extension of time to reduce the required separation between the principal dwelling and an accessory structure on 0.3 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Pearl Street, approximately 75 feet north of Casey Drive within Paradise. So come on up, take the microphone. Properly say your name since I couldn't. Yeah. Is it?
Okay. No? Is on?
No. Is it pushed up?
I think it is now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, my name is Shirok Mushtagi. And
your address, please?
5170 South Pearl Street.
Okay.
And I am here to extend the time 2 more years to finish my project.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any objection, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to, I guess, preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So your next step is go to the Planning Commission on September the 19th.
Sure.
So we're approved here. Okay?
Sure.
Very good. Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Item number two, UC230465, Paradise Road, LLC. A use permit for a hookah lounge in conjunction with a restaurant and adult-use cabaret business on 1.1 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE65 zone and a CP office and professional AE65 zone, generally located on the west side of University Center Drive, 470 feet of off north side of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. Is our applicant here for item number two? Come forward. Take the microphone and give us your name and address for the record.
Personal address or work address?
Either one.
Okay. Diana Pontrelli, last name Pontrelli. Work address 4416 Paradise Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89119.
And what would you like to...
Well, we're asking for permission to have hookah inside of our establishment. Since you've moved the licenses around, you know, to a separate entity. So we're asking permission to please put it back in there.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Okay, Madam Chair, if no one has any objections and the staff doesn't have any objections, staff says it should not result in an adverse effect on adjacent properties. I'll make a motion to approve subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you also go to Planning Commission on September the 19th.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Item number three, UC230476, 2625 GV LLC, use permit for a place of worship on a portion of 6.2 acres in a CP office and professional zone, generally located on the south side of Desert Inn Road and approximately 550 feet west of McLeod Drive within Paradise. Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Veronica Edwards, and we are applying for
address.
Address 2755 East Desert Inn.
Okay.
All right. We are applying for a special use permit for a place of worship.
Okay. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak on this item? Would you please come forward, give me your name and address for the record?
Hand the
microphone. There we go. Hi, Daryl Parker.
I know you, I think.
You were my architect a long
That's
time
right.
ago.
That's right. And I reside at 2665 San Lago Court. We're directly behind where this would be. I just need to know, where is it going to be located? Are you in one of the buildings that are there?
Yes, inside of one of the office buildings. Mm-hmm. It is very enclosed. Where
right.
It will not be a bother to anyone else at the front of the building.
Right.
So not towards the back where the houses are.
You are in the front of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need to hear.
Thank
you. I will do that.
Anyone else have any comments? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank
oh,
you
go to Planning Commission on September 19th. Oh, all of them today?
It's going to be a party today. Basically, what's going on the 19th?
Oh, a party, yeah.
Party. That's party.
Item number four, UC230480, Franz Consulting LLC, use permit for a supper club within an office warehouse complex on 2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Russell Road and One Road within Paradise.
Thank you.
our app. There we are. You can give us your name and address for the record.
Alicia Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y, 9680 West Tropicana, Suite 132, Las Vegas 89147. And this is a building that we had gone through this process and got it approved and built the building, and the owner died. And so it never, the building is actually built and in place. It's the blue and white one down by the county building. Looks like a restaurant. There's a drive-thru and everything. But we never, since they never pulled a business license, the use permit expired. So now that we have a new buyer, we're just trying to make it so they can do their improvements and start business.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You go to Planning Commission on September 9th. Item number 5, VS 230463, Sunrise Healthcare LLC, vacate and abandonment easements of interest to Clark County, located between Burnham Avenue and Eastern Avenue, and between University Avenue Alignment and Rochelle Avenue within Paradise.
Hi, Gina Bichetto, Bichetto, B-O-S-C-H-E-T-T-O, 6832 Crystal Rapids Street. I am here today on behalf of our project Sunrise 96. The plans have been approved. We are just asking to vacate an existing TED access agreement. We have a driveway about 100 feet north of the site now where we will have a new access agreement. Where this one currently is just going to be sidewalk, curb. There's no more PED access agreement. We just want to vacate it.
Very good. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Where is this located?
Rochelle and Eastern. Rochelle and Eastern. So the easement is on Channel 10 Drive. Oh. The county, in our map NOFA, they stated that they wanted us to vacate it, and then the county advised us to come here and ask for permission.
Okay. Thank you.
There's no comments or questions. I make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. September 19th, Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Item number 6, I'd like to combine with number 7, if the applicant's good with that. Okay. Item number 6, VS 230486, Valley Health System LLC. Vacate and abandonment easements of interest to Clark County, located between Flamingo Road and Rochelle Avenue, and between Bruce Street and Spencer Street within Paradise. And item number 7, UC230485, Valley Health System LLC, use permit for an emergency care facility, waiver of development standards for driveway throat depth, design review for a proposed emergency care facility on 4.3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Flamingo Road and Bruce Street within Paradise.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This property is located on the south side of Flamingo, just to the west of Eastern. Bruce Street is the street that goes immediately to the east of the site, and it's west of Desert Springs Hospital, which is located right here. The proposal is for a use permit for an emergency care facility, a freestanding emergency care facility. Desert Springs has plans to cease operations for their inpatient operations, and at that time, all of the emergency room visits will go to this freestanding facility, and then they'll continue their redesign of their current emergency room facility. So this particular site is planned for a one-story emergency room facility. You can see located on basically what it is now is just an existing parking lot. So this utilizes some of that parking lot, just the northern portion. All of the southern portion will remain parking, and we still meet the parking requirements even with the development of this northern portion of the site. The two existing driveways on Bruce will remain, but they will be one-way only, so there's no traffic conflicts there, and in fact, it should improve the overall traffic flow of the area with this access point here. The height of the building is 24 feet in height. That is the maximum height of the building. It will be used for, as I mentioned, all emergency care visits. There's a CT scan opportunity there as well, which some urgent cares don't have, so this will be like a full emergency room facility and be part of the overall plans for Desert Springs. The vacation application is just for patent easements on either side of the parcel. So you can see on the west side of the parcel and on the south side of the parcel, there are still government patent easements there, so we have to vacate those to allow for the development of the site. Staff is recommending approval of the application in its entirety, and we very much appreciate your approval tonight as well.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Stephanie, would you hand
just
it
to
them?
Ask you a quick question.
You have to give your name and address, sorry.
Oh.
It's official. And you got to use the microphone.
We can't hear you.
I'm just curious, what is going to happen, did you say, to Desert Springs Hospital? It's only an ER now, so why is there another ER needed?
My understanding is they're redeveloping it, revamping it. It's in need of that, so they'll... once this is developed, this is what it looks like. Sorry, I should have shared that. Once this is developed, those patients will move over to the Spruce Landing while they do the construction of Desert Springs.
They will move back?
That's my understanding, yes.
So what happens to your facility? Oh, you have two ERs next to each other.
That's my understanding, is they'll be expanding an additional opportunity for...
But they're never going to be a regular hospital.
No, not my understanding.
Thank you.
Can we get your name and address?
Tom Vianney.
Use the microphone.
Tom Vianney, 2910 now.
Thank you. It's official. Somebody might say something. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
It's all recorded. That's why we ask you to use the microphone so the recorder picks it up.
Anyone else? Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
I have a question. So this is actually going to be like a step up from a urgent care?
Correct. It's not a huge facility. It's about 11,000 square feet. But they do have them throughout the valley. In fact, I just was at one off of Blue Diamond. They're really nice facilities, and they have everything you would expect or need at an emergency room facility more than an urgent care.
And then they just ship them off to another place if they need medical follow-up for a while.
My only concern with the throat depth is that if it's an emergency care facility, there's going to be ambulances and people driving like crazy people because of emergency and people lose their mind. So I do have concern about the throat depth, but not enough to go against county opinion and approval. Just a mild concern about panicked people driving.
So are they going to continue then to use the emergency on the other side where there's plenty of room for the ambulances?
So when operations cease temporarily at Desert Springs, they'll move over here. So, but there is an ambulance lane here, and I'm glad you brought up the desk. Right now, they're just old pan desks with like a couple of feet. So we did expand them. We don't need the 100 foot as the staff report says, but we have 25 feet. And then we need one way in, one way out for that reason. So there's no conflicts there. But the ambulances will go to the right here, and this will be their main entry. And then there's a loading area and parking in the back of the property as well as to the south of the property.
Okay, so they're not any cross traffic, it's just a straight fight for the ambulances.
Correct.
Okay. That makes me feel better. If there's no comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve both applications subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve items 6 and 7, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. September 19th, Planning Commission. Item number 8, WS230444, Pilot LVO LVQ OZB LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduced parking, and two, reduced parking lot landscaping. Design review for a proposed office warehouse facility on 2.3 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone and an M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located to the north and west of Pilot Road, approximately 480 feet west of Paradise Road within Paradise.
Good evening again. I'm Chair and members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This application we've been working with staff on for quite some time before we submitted. You can see this is an industrial area. All of it is zoned for industrial and planned for industrial. BB is the plan for the entire area. So there's no zone change associated with this. It's a design review for a new, very small warehouse, office warehouse building, about 40,000 square feet. And the two waivers that we have associated with it are with respect to parking and with respect to the parking lot landscaping, the waivers of the parking lot. From a parking standpoint, we are proposing 48 spots where 61 are required. But what I do want to point out, we worked with Public Works quite a bit on this because we initially had some parking spaces in the hallway and those concerns with the curb depth. So we moved the spaces at their request and the dock at their request to the back of the building before we submitted the application. So you can see there's parking in the front as well as the dock and the parking in the back for the warehouse. There's also a lot of landscaping around the perimeter, not in the parking lots, and most industrial developments that we represent ask for this same waiver. It's actually usually a design review for alternative landscaping instead of a waiver. For some reason it was noticed as a waiver here, but the reason is when you have truck traffic on any type of warehouse property, those landscape waivers kind of get in the way of the truck traffic, will get run over and just aren't utilized well when they're in the middle of the parking lot. So instead, the landscaping has been put around the perimeter. It's not required between industrial uses, so the separation here with the landscaping is not a code requirement, but we have provided the same number of trees. They're just not in the parking lot, they're around the perimeter. With respect to the number of spaces, the code actually just changed, the new code that's coming. So right now it's 1.5 parking spaces per thousand. In January it'll be 1 space per thousand. So we actually meet the parking requirement under the new code, but under the current code we are short. So I guess we'd ask you to consider that when you're looking at this particular reduction, that in just a few months this exact number of parking spaces will actually have 7 more than are required under your new code. Those are the two waivers, which I think we have pretty good justification. We do have an email from Public Works that they're fine now with the road depth, and that was a concern that we had. We didn't want to have any type of conflict, especially when we have truck traffic that will be coming back to the dock door here. From a design review standpoint, staff report says this area is absolutely perfect for warehouse. That's what's happening in the area is warehouse. Their concerns were just with the two waivers. So. From a design review standpoint, they were supportive. So with that said, I am happy to answer any questions, but we would very much appreciate your approval tonight of both waivers as well as the design review.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, so I agree with the staff's main concern of the fact that there's parking spots directly in line with the driveway, and that anyone trying to back up or move in those spots is going to encounter trucks, which is, they cannot support that. So I do have concerns about that. Landscaping, we don't care. We want, it's a desert. We should use less trees to murder the desert. But I am very concerned about that conflict, especially at a warehouse where people are not paying attention.
So we have more. I appreciate that comment. We did have more in this area. We have a few here, which is where the office will be on the layout. So there will be office patrons that will come in here. The email we got back from Antonio and Public Works that he was satisfied with this and no longer felt it was a conflict. certainly if you have suggestions for us, if you'd like us to move these few spaces, we can try to move them to the back of the building as well. You know, they're helpful at the front because that's where the office is. There's only one dock door, so I don't think from just a traffic standpoint, this isn't going to be a heavily traveled site. From a truck travel standpoint, it'll probably be one operator, is my guess, because it's a fairly small warehouse, one-story warehouse, so it's not like you're going to have a whole slew of people in here, and then as I mentioned, just the one dock door in the back. So we'd like to keep the spaces here, but certainly if there's suggestions from the board to remove them or move them, we'll need to look at that between now and the next hearing.
What type of dock is it? Is it?
It's a low to subsurface. I don't know if the right word is, but it goes down, so it's a
graded dock.
Graded dock, yes.
Yeah. Because that takes the larger trucks. Same with you, having a large semi truck come in and make those two curves real fast into the property, then having to curve and then go back and then back up again. That's a lot of maneuvering, even for one truck.
Yeah, and I'm honestly more concerned about the casual driver who sees the truck and does the, they should be watching for me, and you know, back out into some poor semi truck driver. I feel like if you can find a place for even just three of those parking spots, the ones that are closest to the turn, and find some place for those three to live and keep two of them up there, just to give a little bit more of a grace period for a truck driver.
We'd be happy with that. So under the new code, just for your consideration, there's 41 spaces that would be required, where we have 48.
Yeah.
So I think we have technically 7 extra spaces if you want to look at the new code that's coming. If you want us to remove a couple of these spaces, I think that's absolutely fine.
Because I think you just removed those last 3 that are closest to the bottom, that would get enough space that a truck coming in and a truck going out shouldn't encounter a stupid driver, or they wouldn't have to be worried if they don't quite turn as hard as they need to. I think it's just safer for everyone.
I agree.
So the truck is backing in to there.
Lightning.
Correct. So coming out, going forward, not going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
But even if he's coming in and backing in, he has a good deal with the way that building is angled. Has a good deal of room to get it turned around if he knows what he's doing,
right.
Or she.
Right.
And like you said, you've got what, 6 spaces in that one area of concern.
Yeah.
And you won't, under the new code, you won't need them.
Correct.
So eventually, if you had to, you could just remove them.
Yep.
And then there's a traffic study.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to do anything if the traffic study doesn't pass.
That's my opinion.
I don't have a problem.
We're happy that if you want to make that recommendation, we're happy to do that with us.
Okay, you want to make that motion?
I can try.
Okay.
So I move to approve, subject to moving those first, I don't know how we'd like to describe, 6 spaces
to the west.
To the west. Mm-hmm. Is that the
That's
west?
What they're referring to.
Yes. Okay, so to the west, and follow all other staff's conditions if approved.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions if approved, with the addition of a condition to remove the 6 parking spaces directly to the west of the entrance. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Item number 9, WS230482. O.R. Bombabar Corporation, waivers of development standards for the following: 1 parking, 2 reduced throat depth, and 3 driveway geometrics. A design review for an addition to an existing place of worship on 1 acre in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Emerson Avenue, 1,100 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Looks like the state of Nevada. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Good evening. I'm at 520 South 4th Street. I'm here with Rabbi Shuchat, who presides over this temple. This synagogue was originally designed and approved in 2002 with a prayer hall, which has been built, and a social hall, which was a companion. The footprint for the social hall is right here. You can see that a slab was poured, but it was never built because 20 years ago, the institution did not have the funds, which is not uncommon for nonprofit organizations to build incrementally. So since 2004, the existing prayer hall has served both purposes. Following the prayer, the congregation repurposed the area for eating and socializing. And now that there is funding, we'd like to resume construction of the social hall. Staff's only basis for the denial recommendation is parking. The required parking is increasing simply because the floor area is increasing. However, I'd first like to establish that this social hall will not increase the size of the congregation. It's more a matter of the current members move from one building to the next. And then second, the previous application on this property, which was heard before you, on this site was overparked by 8 spaces. And then third and most notable, this sect of the Jewish community does not drive to the regular services. Their faith requires them to abstain from technology during certain hours of the week. They make their way to the temple without cars. The rabbi is confident in this. He invites you to visit the site on any typical Saturday, and you will not see more than 10 cars there. We are overparked, as I stated previously. There is a condition for a 2-year review, and we're very confident that we will pass that. There is a lot of history and nuances and calculations for this site that I could talk about exhaustively, but rather than do that, I'll just open it up to you, and I'm happy to answer any questions, as is the rabbi.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Name and address first.
Hello, Tom Piani, 2910 Lee Evans. I'm a little bit concerned about why you show our homeowner association share those screens. What's going on there? I don't really see a picture of your temple.
I'm not quite sure what you mean. This is the aerial for our site. This is the conditions as of last year. And now that we've broken ground on the residence, this is the site as of this year. And this is taken from the assessors now of Park County. Paradise Views may be the subdivision name.
Okay, it shows a tremendous decrease in parking. Is that based on what's there now, or is that based on what is going to be required once your new structure is complete?
I'm glad you asked that. I suppose I should insist the questions are directed to the board. You can see from the aerial as of 2 years ago, we have a single row of parking here. That totals 41 spaces. Because of the new construction on the site, again, this is the most current aerial, we're able to reconfigure the parking lot. So we're actually adding 11 spaces for a total of 52. So our parking number is growing. That's not because we feel we need it for the existing operations that have been going on for 20 years. It's more because we had the chance to eliminate this row of landscaping and add another row of parking, and we thought that that would be helpful for the 5 holidays of the year that Jewish people celebrate. So that would mitigate any overflow that was needed during the high holidays. But to answer your question, we're not reducing our parking, we're actually adding more.
What is the square footage of the structure that you are building?
Is that the 5,032?
Yes.
My understanding was that it is going to be for one family to live there basically Friday nights, so they don't have to walk there on Saturday. Is that correct?
You're seeking an application that was approved in 2021. The application that's before you tonight is a social hallmark residence.
Is it going to be new construction?
Yes.
Next door to what's being built? Or?
Yes.
I'm just curious, I know it has nothing to do with this particular request, but why is the existing building so large if it's only for one family and only one other? I mean, it's going to be built, but I'm just curious.
We'll address that when we come to the board. Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Okay, seeing no one, I'm going to close it to the public, open it to the board. I do remember this because there was, previously several neighbors showed up and talked about how they helped the rabbi before you had the residence to actually turn on lights, deliver food, all the things they had to do because they couldn't go down, so you built the residence. As far as I don't remember the size of the residence, but it was approved for that purpose. And then as far as adding an additional, it's kind of confusing here because it says reduce the number of required parking spaces to 52 where 91 is required, but down in our general summary, it says parking required is 52 and provided is 91. So you're telling me you've got 52, but you're asking for a 43% reduction, which means staff wanted 91.
Correct.
Okay.
And more specifically, again, we're growing our parking. Last year, we had 33 spaces required, and we provided 41. I can't speak to the staff report transposing the numbers
right. This
time, but of course, with the 5,000 square foot social hall.
So adding the 5,000 means you now need 91.
Correct.
Because you're adding.
So that's the
50. Okay. So how many members are currently in the congregation?
On a regular Saturday, we have about 27 people come to the synagogue. Some weeks 40, and then most of them live in the neighborhood, most of them walk. There's only about 10 cars. Some are actually parked there from Friday evening. They come on Friday, they park it, and they take it back Saturday night.
Okay.
On Saturday morning itself, maybe 4 or 5 cars drive into the synagogue.
And as far as your question about how many people are living there, I remember when we did the application for the residence, there were multiple rooms because he was entitled to have guests. So it was a bit a larger house than you would just see for one person. As I remember, the bedrooms all had exterior doors. Is that the way it got built?
Correct. We also had the cafeteria also.
Right. So it was a little different from a typical residence. It just seems like we're putting a lot on one particular lot. Do you remember, John, if all the items were on the original application, it was going to be future that would have...
I think we're talking about the future. But on the parking, there was originally a parking reduction then, was there not?
No, we were overparked 2 years ago.
You were overparked at the time?
Because they weren't using the...
Oh, because of the increase in the square footage.
Right. Yeah. Now it will.
But your parking is really... Your congregation isn't basically growing because of what you're doing.
Correct. There's a very limited amount of people that subscribe to this faith in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite regimented, and we're confident that... the rabbi does not know about any new people that will be interested in joining this congregation.
And you may be confident about it, but what happens if you're wrong?
Well,
if the parking increases actually because of what you're doing, if the congregation grows, where are they going to go?
Well, that's why I'm wondering if we don't put in a condition that there's no street parking. so it doesn't interfere with the neighborhood at all. Because it's like, this is not going to be anything else other than a church ever that I can see of, unless someone wanted to live in a private compound.
Make it an office.
Yeah.
And then I'll call your attention to the second page of the staff report, second paragraph. It does read that we originally intended to have this project support a larger footprint, and at that point in time, a waiver was approved, which is not built. If the congregation does grow, they're not supposed to use vehicles to access the site on Saturday during regular prayer.
But is the social hall only going to be utilized on Saturdays?
The social hall?
Yes.
Yeah. So right now, on Friday night, we pray three times during the Sabbath, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday evening. So after each prayer, so there is a dinner or lunch. So then we have to reconfigure, everybody has to wait, and we have to reconfigure the whole synagogue. So right now we're building a social, so I got to pray, and then we could go.
Just go to that other building.
Yeah, it's not the synagogue itself is growing. Can I have any more seats in the actual synagogue?
What I'm just asking is that there's no other day of the week that you plan on utilizing the hall that your members could drive.
Oh, no.
Okay, so. Okay. Just because if you were going to utilize it, say, on Monday, when your congregation could drive, then we would run into the issue with parking, because then maybe everyone drive separately, because that's how we are. Okay. That's my only concern, is that suddenly there'd be a party, but that's...
If you go to the synagogue up there in the summer, they walk. There's party in front. You don't see cars in front of them. They're very strict about those policies.
Yes.
They have an ample amount of parking lot that they can't go on.
Of course, but there are times where synagogue halls, church halls, all of the other various halls are utilized by groups that are not necessarily of the faith, just to have a place to open. It would be purely for your faith, there would not be any.
No, we
don't. Okay.
You want to make
and
that a
one more safeguard that will address your concern. The area that's actually open to people who aren't employees of the synagogue is only 1,700 square feet. We had this discussion exhaustively with our planner and staff. She wanted to count the whole 5,000 square feet, which would include his office, the kitchen, a lot of storage rooms. We're going to take down the storage shed and migrate it over to the second floor of this. So the general public or the congregation is only allowed to occupy 1,700 square feet of this new footprint. And as I've already established, we have those 17 parking spaces. And it's a nice coincidence, of course, but it's not like the building is going to be bursting at the seams with visitors to the site.
I'm just used to other spaces that do allow outside visitors to use congregation halls as a way to, you know, fundraise money when they to do that. So
Rob, is that a restriction that we would be allowed to make, is that it could be used only for their business and they couldn't rent it out to anyone else, or is that illegal? Yeah. Well, the neighbors would come and tell us at the 2-year review that, hey, they're renting it out.
Yeah, that could be a condition, and that could be a topic or a discussion
at the review. Okay.
I do not know how to phrase that, so.
Okay.
We only eat kosher, so we can't have any other
events.
There's no way that we could have other events over there.
I completely understand. It's just that we want to think of everything so that the neighbors don't feel like they, you know, we're told they're going to have only this small group, and then all of a sudden you guys are having to not say you would have big blowout banquets that have cars lining up and down the street. So that's us just trying to make sure everyone is Scott feels they know what's happening. I don't believe that you're going to do that. That's not this issue, but we just try to knock it down.
Thank you.
The two gentlemen in the back, if you'd like to continue your conversation, would you take it in the lobby, please?
And it's close to the public, so there's
it's very distracting, and it makes it difficult for everybody else to hear, especially up here. Thank you.
Okay.
I have one item I want to cover with them, the waiver of development standard 3.
Mm-hmm.
Staff did not have an objection to allowing the existing pan driveways to remain as long as the compliant sidewalk is provided for the ADA. Is that going to happen?
Yes.
So this hatched area is the redrawn area from the architect who was able to figure out the slopes for ADA. He's just backing them off behind the Panda driveway. We had to be creative because the nuances of
okay, so my question
having an
is,
cul-de-sac.
Are you going to have the compliant sidewalk?
Yes.
Okay. That needs to happen.
Okay.
That's one of my pet deals. I mean, I deal with ADA handicap all the time with Metro, and it's necessary.
I think you took it in one of my tenants.
Give me a call. Probably not, because I don't like that area.
Okay. I know those are hard because you have to go from the closest public transportation onto your property. So you have to find the closest bus stop and then run the ADA sidewalk from there into the main entrance of your building. So I appreciate how difficult it can be sometimes.
Yeah, our architect worked closely with Public Works for those revisions where he drew the hatches.
Anything?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
As long as you're going to do.
So I'm going to make a motion to approve this application subject to the if approved preliminary staff conditions and additional conditions of one, an addition of an ADA compliant crosswalk as per waiver development standards number 3, offside parking in the neighborhood, and use is limited to the applicant's congregation only. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Planning Commission, September
19th. I guess so.
Let's just do a second.
It'll be fine.
Item number 10, DR230442, ASA PropCo. Design reviews for the following. 1, modifications to a comprehensive sign plan. 2, increase animated sign area. 3, increase the number of animated signs. 4, increase projecting sign area. 5, increase the number of projecting signs. 6, increase wall sign area. And 7, increase the number of hanging signs in conjunction with the resort hotel city center on a portion of 61.4 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE 60 zone, generally located on the south side of Harmon Avenue and the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south within Paradise. Do we have an applicant? Okay, we're gonna trail item number 10 to the end of the meeting.
Sorry.
Item number 11, VS230460, LV Diamond Property 1 LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Colville Lane and Paradise Road and between Flamingo Road and Harmon Avenue, a portion of the right-of-way behind being Colville Lane, located between Rochelle Avenue and Harmon Avenue, portions of the right-of-way being Rochelle Avenue, located between Colville Lane and Paradise Road, and a portion of the right-of-way being Harmon Avenue, located between Colville Lane and Paradise Road, within Paradise.
Good evening again, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I don't know if you want to take 11 and 12 together. I'm happy to do them separate if you'd like.
Let's do it separate because we're talking signs, and I know we got people who want to talk about signs. So,
okay. So for item 11, appreciate it. This property is located at the northeast corner of Harmon and Koval. This property, we were before you almost, I guess, in November of 2022. With the approval for the F1 paddock facility on this property. The vacation application is really just a cleanup item for the property. There's a ton of history that has gone on this site and a lot of easements that currently still remain on the property. You can see all of these lines internal to the property. They were actually there for a residential development 20 plus years ago that have just remained for potential utility easements. There's no use for them at this point. All of these on the property, and so the county has said they're fine with us vacating them. There's also 6 driveways that I've highlighted in green here that are no longer needed and are not a part of the project that's currently under construction. So again, it's a cleanup item. I know there were some questions from residents at Marie Antoinette something they saw right of way, and there is no actual vacation streetways. It's just these driveway locations. There's six of them that will be eliminating, and so that's the purpose of the vacation application. Staff is recommending approval, and we very much appreciate your approval tonight.
Is there anyone who'd like to speak on this application? Okay, you got to come forward, give us your name and address.
Come. I'm living on the roof on Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, name and address. Got to follow the rules.
I live in Marie Antoinette, and I'm concerned about these driveways on Harmon.
What is your name?
My name is Mario.
Okay, Mario, and what is your address at Marie Antoinette?
205 East Harmon, and I'm in your apartment 812.
Okay, so ask us now.
I'm a little concerned about these driveways on Harmon because we already have our building. Next door we have the wind room. And just between these two buildings, I saw many times almost accidents and some accidents. Especially on the first driveway because there is the exit of the Marie Antoinette and the wind room. And I think the driveway is really close to us. So I think, I don't know, it's safe enough.
Aren't you removing the driveway?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I was just going to say, I don't think he's talking about the new driveway. We're removing the old driveway.
So taking out the ones that are there now will be gone. All right. I'm going to close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I move to approve the application subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Oh, you actually get to go to the planning or the BCC on 9/20. Finally, someone not going to plan. Okay, item number 12. WS230484LV Diamond Property 1 LLC Waiver of Development Standards to Allow Roof Signs. Design reviews for the following: 1. Amend a previously approved comprehensive sign package, and 2. Increase building height in conjunction with the previously approved racetrack, recreational facility, and fairground with accessory uses on 37.6 acres in an H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE60 zone. Generally located on the east side of Povell Lane and the north side of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening again, Madam Chair, members of the Town Board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, this is an exciting part of the F1 paddock facility. We were before you back in November with the overall sign package as well as the approval for the paddock facility, which is under construction, underway, and going to be done. Obviously, the release is just around the corner coming in November. There are 3 signs that we are asking to be added to what was previously approved, and they are located here. You can see on top of the roof. So there's 3 of them. They're 934 square feet in size, and they do bring the height of the building up to about 85 feet, where it was previously approved at 74 feet. So the application that's before you is an amendment to the previously approved sign plan, approval for these 3 rooftop signs, and then approval for an increase in the height. The FAA approval we have for the property is 95 feet, so we're still well below, 10 feet below what we're allowed according to our FAA approval. And these 3 signs will be facing southeast. Terry Miller, who's with me tonight here, did meet with Marie Antoinette back in July 19th. To explain the signage addition and to show them exactly where they would be located on the building. This is the site plan that shows the paddock facility. The 3 signs will be located on the top facing southeast, so not directly pointed at Marie Antoinette. So in that meeting, he did share that information. I'm unaware of any concerns. I do know there's some neighbors here. But that is the purpose of those signs, is all of the grandstands, or a lot of the grandstands, will be located here, so folks will be able to see the race live, as well as on those additional screens that are on top of the paddock building. And they will be used during the events. That's the purpose of them. So obviously not year-round. around, not all the time, like a casino sign would be. And if you remember at the last hearing, we were before you explained that this is a far less intense use than what was previously approved on this, which was a casino and hotel. Instead, this will be obviously very busy during the race and potentially at, you know, sporadic times during the year for other events, but certainly not to the size of the Formula One race that's coming. The whole planet it really is intended for the Formula One race on an annual basis. So staff is recommending approval. I know there's some neighbors here, but we would very much appreciate your approval as well.
So anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Come on forward, please give me your name and address for the record.
Good evening, hope everyone's in good spirits. My name is Mike Sharak. I live at 205 East Harmon Avenue, Las Vegas, 89169. The world famous, the world renowned Marie Antoinette. Just a quick question. We got the flyers, they send out three of them to our residences instead of just one. Just to let you know, we got three postcards instead of like everybody gets one, we got three of them. One was certified mail. Yeah. So my question is these are permanent signs that are going to be there? And what is, you might not have the answer today, what's the luminous balls that they're going to put inside of there? Because we had a problem with our other neighbors that were on the other side. They went ahead and they got everything approved, and then they put in the balls, because I think there's only a couple of the members here that we met. We invited you to the world famous Marie Antoinette, and you came up there and looked outside, and the balls were illuminating. And so that was just a question, if there's like a limit of the luminous balls that they could put inside of these signs. Thank you.
I appreciate the question. I don't know that I have the specific answers I'll have to go by there. I know they're LED signs, and certainly, you know, we're willing to consider if there's limitations you want to put on the luminous levels. I don't know the answers to that specifically, Terry, if you want to add to that.
Terry Miller, Miller Project Management, 101 Convention Center Drive, 8 minute mile. Project manager for the LVGP, the Las Vegas Grand Prix, everything permanent, including the building. The video screens are going to be a typical video screen. They are not bright light marquees that you see at the Boulevard. The 10 millimeter pixels, so they are not a high resolution. Because we don't need the high resolution, we're several hundred feet away for the viewers across the grandstand. As Ms. Allen indicated, these are set up for the Formula One race. They'll show video screens, they'll show action images of the race itself. But there will not be the constant brightness that I know we've had around the valley on some of our marquees, for example. So we're confident in terms of the lumens on the signs. We're confident on the size and the pixel on each of the on each of the videos as well.
Anyone else who'd like to speak?
I think my questions were answered.
Okay. All right. Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. I guess my biggest concern is that when the race is over, that they're not used as advertising. Because then it becomes a true shift to Marie Antoinette to have advertising out their window at all times. You know, this gentleman I know lives right across the street from it. You know, looking out your window at a Bud commercial all the time would not be pleasant.
Can we put a requirement that they get a special event permit to utilize those screens?
That's a rock question.
We actually have that on, as you mentioned, as a thing. On the prior application, there is a requirement that we get special event permits for events.
So if you have an event, you would obviously use the screen there, but I'm talking about just straight advertising. We said the same thing to the Spear. I didn't want to see a Bud Light commercial on that Spear someday. So, because you're using it as a TV screen, which makes sense for your use, but then, you know, well, I want to make some extra money, let's go ahead and Because all the signs on the strip started out as on premises only, and now we'll look at the strip.
So. There are some limitations that we're supposed to comply with as far as only on premise advertising, and I know that there's flexibility in how to stretch that. But,
so, as Caitlin said, I would like to add that it can't be used for off premises advertising. So that it is limited to just what you're doing there.
Sure.
Okay. Anybody else?
I don't know if the signs are that bad. If you look at the strip in the 50s and 60s and all the billboards that they have, to me it looks better.
But there were only, there weren't as many.
Well, go back and look in the old picture. The roof signs, they're considered roof signs. That one up there is exceeding the top of the roof for that one up there, is that why?
Correct.
And well, is that the same thing down here? I'm kind of trying to make out from the artist rendition.
Yeah, so anything on the roof is a rooftop sign. The prior sign that we had was, if you remember, horizontal with the roof, the pool F1.
And simply it's exceeding the rooftop level.
Yes, right. So
okay.
These are referred to as rooftop signs, but we also had to increase the height.
So you can stay below the 10 feet or whatever.
Right.
The FAA got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. I'll make a motion to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions and the addition of a condition that the signs not be used as off-premise advertising. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item number 13, WS 230475, IMI Miracle Mall LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduced setbacks, and 2, reduced height setback. Design reviews for the following: modifications to restaurant with outside dining and drinking, 2, update the exterior facade, and 3, modifications to an approved comprehensive sign plan in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, resort condominium, and shopping center development, Planet Hollywood, Alara, Miracle Mile Shops on 41.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Harmon Avenue within Paradise. We have an applicant. There we are.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Michael Curtis. That's C-U-R-T-I-S. And I'm representing Los Angeles Condo. And the space is 3663 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is located within the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. So for a brief overview, this project will consist of an exterior alteration to an existing restaurant space. The exterior scope of work includes adjustments to the existing exterior facade finishes, a general upgrade of the ground floor exterior patio, including new furnishings, lighting, signage, and bar equipment, as well as the addition of square footage in the form of a new exterior density. For the facade design, as you can see from these images, the intent is for the proposed Los Angeles Condo space to match the dynamic color changing facade of Planet Hollywood Resort by using large patterned metal screen panels equipped with integrated LED accent lighting. The proposed facade is meant to be a complement to the newly installed LED screens that surround the tower above and will act as a continuation of the brightly lit facade that is present on the strip. In addition to the finishes, the project is also proposing new dynamic archway features that add depth to the otherwise blank adjacent wall facade, while a similar archway will tie the design elements together and establish a new centralized entry point in the patio. Coinciding with the new design and as part of the change in tenant, the proposed project will also include a replacement of the existing signage, resulting in a modification to the approved comprehensive signage plan. The new proposed signs will include the addition of 4 signs totaling 184 square feet. 3 of these signs will be wall signs. They total 56 square feet. And you can see those as signs D, B, and C. The 4th sign is a revolving sign, and that is located off the decorative panel facade, and it totals 128 square feet. Utilizing the signage square footage defined by the previous tenant under land use number 10-0340, After the three previous tenants' wall signs are removed, they actually total 558 square feet. The proposed design will be decreasing the total number by 374 square feet. In addition to the revisions to the approved comprehensive sign package, we're also requesting a waiver for two development standards. So the first waiver request is to reduce the required setbacks to Las Vegas Boulevard South. This request is to utilize the expansion area of the patio that is located under the escalator. You can see this is the area that's hatched. So the setback right now is 26 foot 10 from the back of the curb, but the setback is only 1 foot 6.5 inches from the property line. Section 30.56.060 requires a minimum of 25 feet setback from the curb, which we do comply with, or a 10 foot setback from the property line or greater. They can use whichever one is more stringent, and that's the one we're asking for a waiver for. For this reason, we're requesting a waiver to for a reduction of the distance to the property line from 10 feet to 1 foot 6.5 inches, which is an 83% reduction, so that the larger patio footprint can be utilized. Please note that the expansion area is level with the rest of the patio area, so it's actually 5 foot two above the lower pedestrian walkway that runs adjacent to the escalator. The second waiver request is to reduce the height setback to Las Vegas Boulevard South. This request is to, again, utilize the expansion area of the patio that is located under the escalator. The setback, as I mentioned before, is 26 foot 10 from the back of curb, where 33 foot 5 is required. And this is for section 30.56-4. So this reduction request is to reduce the required width by 20% to utilize the full extent of the patio, including the expansion area. That's it.
Anyone from the public like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
What? It is not my favorite color scheme. That's my biggest concern with that. It is quite eye-catching. And it looks a little bit like a glitch in a video game. I don't know if you've seen those, but the pink and black tends to be non-rendering objects in videos. So it's not my favorite, but it is Rosa, so I'm assuming
it is the brand identity. Yes, it is the brand identity.
So. We won't make them change that.
Okay.
Can I make a motion?
I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You go to the Board of County Commissioners on 9/20. Item number 10. Okay, it used to be a Western bar, so they come along. Oh, no, not item number 10. Item number 14. WS230481, Jazz Orton and Sons LLC, waiver development standards to reduce separation for monument signs, a design review for a monument sign in conjunction with an approved shopping center on a portion of 806 acres in H1, limited to resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road and the west side of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for having us. My name is Steve Rosenblum. I represent the tenant and the property owner, 3841 West Flamingo Road, Las Vegas. And so what we're trying to do here is, when this project was originally developed, they forgot enough monument signs for one tenant. So we're just trying to add additional monuments, so each tenant has their own. Right now, the current tenant has to share 25% of the monument sign that another tenant has 3/4 of. So, pretty easy one, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have.
Do you have a picture?
I can share that.
It's a design review, so we need a picture. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. Poor Chick-fil-A has to share.
That's correct. So this is the new proposed sign, and I'm going to flip here and show the existing. So, unfortunately, this is really small, but you can see back behind here is the sign that's Del Taco. Chick-fil-A doesn't have any presence on that one sign, and on the opposite side of that sign, they share a half of it. So, we're just looking to add one. Interestingly, all the existing signs are set back 2 feet. How that was approved, we're not sure, but we're actually going to be set back 25 feet for the code requirements.
Very good. Well, if no one has any questions or comments, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. You go to Planning Commission on 10-3.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Okay, now I'm going back to item number 10 because we had to trail it. Is the applicant for DR230442 ASA Propco here? Seeing no one, I'll make a motion to trail or to bring this back to town board on our next meeting, September 12th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, general business, the review of the budget. Bye. Nice to meet you. Are you leading us for?
Yes.
Walking in the couple here.
Yeah.
Say your name.
Who are you?
People just took my
like hand.
Yeah.
Should we use the bike before?
Whenever I do this job, I'm just like, Melinda has a lot of stuff to do while she's up there.
Okay. That's usually why she ends up staring at us. She rolls her eyes a few times.
Well, when you're talking, and there's something that goes on for a while, and I get to catch up during
this. Very good. Very good.
Don't talk more. I want to go home.
Like the first three that you just approved, I'm going crazy.
You're still spelling their names.
Yeah, we're moving pretty fast on the first page.
She's like, can we have a motion? Am I supposed to be paying attention?
That was my job when I sat there, was to feed notes
she
to Maureen.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I volunteered to sit here.
That's why
she does it too.
Well, I don't want to
sit. Like, what did she say? Okay, so that was the whole bus.
You're not going to do this, right?
Here's a sign that she did. No, I think we're good. Okay. So we have the budget items. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been sending you two emails back on August 16th and then August 15th. All town board members received them showing the update of the budget request that you made during 2022. Is there any questions on those?
Nope. Since I didn't get an answer on the ones I had, I'd like to submit them again if they don't get approved.
Okay, so on the items, and when an answer does come back, I'll make sure to let the entire town board know. But in the meantime, I can go ahead and submit, just so they're all clear, and it's on the record, repair and repave all public rights of way within Patrick and Sunset and Eastern to Ann Oakley. Repair and repave all public rights of way between Eastern and Topaz from Russell to Hacienda. Repair and repave all public rights of way between Pecos to Pearl from Russell to Callahan. Repair and repave all public rights of way between Annie Oakley to Palm Street from Patrick to Russell. Repair and repave all public rights of way between Russell to Plaza de Vista from Palm to Mountain Vista. Repair and repave all public rights of way on Carroll Court off of Mountain Vista, cul-de-sac. Carroll is now privately maintained and not on the county, so we'll take that one off.
Okay.
Take that one off. Repair and repave all public rights of way between Palm to Mountain Vista from top of Canada to Sunflower. So I will add those on to the 24-25 fiscal year budget requests. As for our updates on administrative services, we saw that we're actually doing quite, we're doing pretty well when it comes to hiring more public response code enforcement officers. It just takes a while to train them. So we've got quite a few now in training, but we are catching up. And in the building department, they are also catching up on inspectors and examiners. So now that we're talking about 24-25 fiscal year, is there any requests that you would like Clark County to consider?
Now, they did say that, you know, that intersection with the train and the Sand Hill still doesn't come up to having a light, but there's accidents coming. You can tell them that, because I just watched one almost happen the other night, and there's no light. It's going to happen. But they talked about paving Sand Hill. They've been saying that for 3 years.
That's why I put it on every year.
3 years. We can do a Formula One all the way around the strip in a handful of months. It's taken us 3 years to pave the street. Well, they're working on making it
work.
So when we added.
So is that going to happen?
The answer is yes, it's funded. I mean, it's going to happen.
I mean, because at night on Sand Hill, at Viking, at Twain, as you get down toward, you can't even see the lanes. At night, you can't see the lanes.
Oh,
not striped. Yes.
They don't have the little, whatever they call them.
The reflectors or
the reflectors or whatever.
Maybe they can get that done
soon. You know, it's getting to be ridiculous. In 3 years, they've been talking about this.
So I will check to see where this is. It's in design. The good news is that it's funded. Right? So it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I can check to see if we have a timeline.
And at Flamingo, they need to pave it correctly. Because of the commercial heavy trucks on that street that feed the Smith's grocery commercial center.
I've got so the items that are funded and that are going to that are either in design or waiting to get bid is the full improvements on any of them from Sunset to Reno and the Vernal Street by taking care of myself. But I don't have Flamingo.
At Flamingo and Sand Hill?
No, the only ones you have are the ones I gave you for the R&Ps. Kimberly, I don't know, I didn't go to your area. I was concentrating on everything closer to me, all the R&Ps. Because I've been there 30 years, I've never had my street even slurry.
Something you sent.
Is yours being done?
It talked about Sand Hill.
So the one that I sent on Daniel's traffic lights, the light screens could be.
Yeah, but they talked about the good news is they can't do that, but there's improvements coming to Sand Hill.
Oh, yes.
All the way down to Diablo.
Sand Hill between Sunset and
Diablo. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They do not have the proper roll rate in the asphalt. Because those commercial trucks that deliver to the commercial centers on both sides of Sand Hill, on the north side of Flamingo,
mm-hmm.
two commercial centers, two grocery stores, and a whole slew of other little operations that have these commercial trucks come in, and the roll rate is such that when you're on the north side of Flamingo going south,
that's where the
there's a turn lane because they're going to go down towards the 215. It's a valley. Been like that for years. And every time they fix it, if they fix it right, these commercial trucks would not tear it up
well,
like that.
Well, that happens everywhere. They just redid Patrick 3 years ago from Eastern all the way to the curve at Green Valley. And you'd never know it was done because so many trucks go up and down Eastern, it's just busted all, or down Patrick, it's just busted all up
and
again.
And Sand Hill's getting a lot of commercial traffic between DI and all the way to Sunset now, more so than it used to get when I first moved there 36 years ago. It's a whole lot busier.
Okay.
But what do we have, another 300,000 people here since 2020?
Yeah. If they could look at that intersection there, since they're going to be doing Sand Hill between Sunset and Dion.
And then, what are you asking for the actual intersection? You want it to be...
It's basically that turn lane on Sand Hill going south, you right at Flamingo. Instead of crossing Sand Hill, they're going to turn down towards 215. There's a turn.
The 95.
Okay. Yeah, the 515. I'm sorry. I get all my numbers mixed up.
So
there's a left-hand turn lane there, and it's a disaster.
Southbound left lane, left turn lane is a disaster. Is the traffic
signal? It's a southbound lane to go. Right. On Flamingo.
Yes.
It's a right-hand lane.
Left-hand.
Left.
If you're going south on Sand Hill
towards 95, you would make a right, wouldn't you? Not a left.
No.
Okay.
It's always been left, unless they've changed it since.
Well, 95 is east.
East of Sand.
Yeah.
Okay,
so if they can look at that in the process that they're going, if they're actually going to do Sand Hill, if they're really going to do that from Sunset to DI, if they could look at that in the process.
Yes, I will. Was that all right?
I can see why. I see why they're waiting though, because they've been tearing up sewers for months now, especially at Harmon.
Yeah, there are.
Harmon and Sand
Hill. There are other projects like either water pollution and water in the area. Try to combine them and do projects together, so it's only one community. So there might be a sewer project coming down the road soon, and they could be waiting for that. But that's the kind of stuff I
need. And then there's one other thing. I don't think it's a part like the budget, but at Harmon, going east, okay? When you get to Sand Hill, there's lights there because Woodbury is there. They're going to tear Woodbury down, rebuild it. Okay. They have power line. I don't know if that's optics and everything else. That's what it looks like to me. More optics and phone. Okay, and they ran them right in front of the traffic light. So if you're sitting on Hartman, you can't even see the turn signal.
So have them check out the.
And they had a heck of a time putting that.
Right now.
And they had a heck of a time putting that sewer line in and trying to get the crane to lift up everything we put it in, because it was so low.
So
they had to jockey that truck all over the place to get it in.
We oversee every time they have a full enforcement permit from us and they do road work, we oversee the section projects on the
yeah.
If it doesn't make sense going to the intersection, and people can't see
the traffic light is not approved, particularly the left hand.
Well, we'll have our guy go out and check it.
Okay.
So that's Sand Hill.
It's going where I see it happen is when you're going east on Harmon, you want to make a left on the Sand Hill to go north.
Yeah.
It runs right in front of the lights and everything.
Okay.
If you're sitting in the wrong spot, you're not going to see the
light.
So the eastbound
left turn is tricky.
Yeah. And that's and it looks like phone lines and optics.
Okay. That's the existing signal?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's find out about that tomorrow.
Okay, I just have one question.
Yes.
So we put in money, we had the budget, and you guys said we hired the code enforcement and
The other one was the building department. So two departments, administrative services over code enforcement, and the building department.
And planners.
Right. So my pet peeve is the public works and people that we have for the trash pickup. And they don't get out quick enough. It's just my area alone. Every time you call, they say we're short staffed, or they don't have enough people.
Oh, so those are contractors.
Are you talking about like foot channels stuff?
No, I'm talking about like the easements on the side of the road, like if you're traveling down Eastern, it's public county property.
Yeah.
To my extent divided, so out that area, all the way down Eastern, all the way down to Russell, all the way down there, that whole area.
She wants them to like up to increase their rotation.
Rotation or staff, I don't know if that's why we said that.
Is it like, are you talking about two cleaners?
No, I'm talking about manually, because they go down, I think that's a waste of money doing it, they start on the sweep cleaners, because like my streets, Henderson comes out in the dirt, and they clean the dirt.
No, I've never watch. Had one.
So I watch them, and I'm watching dirt just fly into the street. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, but we don't have a lot of curves up there on that side, so that's Henderson stuff. But I notice when they do Eastern even, it doesn't pick up. If there's piles of trash from, like, flood by the flood.
That's
just,
the
so who does
that?
Right.
They,
so
they still have
street
sweepers? I hardly ever see any.
Yeah. I've never seen one like that.
No.
So what about the
traffic
on the blocks and county property?
So
when
there's no
clean
there's no gutter and
what's the block? Kind of like, okay, let's say 215 Eastern, and you have where the rocks are, and it's county property,
oh,
okay. And don't say it's not theirs, it's your guys'.
Yeah.
It's never cleaned up. It's never,
it is when I call her.
What?
She's cleaned up 215 and Eastern for me.
I have her call, but I like to do, but when they, like, I have.
The closer to where Kimberly lives, it's tricky because it converts from.
Eastern.
I gotta argue with 20 people.
Clark County, they're all doing this.
Oh, they love to do that to me.
Yeah.
And then I have to copy and paste it all of them. Okay, who's, and
I don't
look,
have a lot of people within that.
No.
Yeah.
They're useless to a point.
Really
yeah.
Well, they eventually get out there.
Yeah.
They eventually get out.
After it all blows into
I've had good luck
every,
with the picks
and
up deal on
that.
Oh, they won't go out. Well, I mean, there's just going to be more, but then they don't go out, and then there's more.
So public works, so more streets.
Yeah.
I thought
that's
maybe I thought maybe they lost some of their street sweepers because I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it on the county side.
I talked to Spence about staffing. He is about 20%. He said he's 20 to 30%. He's lost his staff.
I can believe it.
He just can't.
Crazy.
For what the
sweeping street sweepers.
Well,
there's just so much to keep up with.
You don't have to be so bad. Put your earplugs on.
I don't know why.
Listen to your music or whatever you like. And
I had to go pick up my
aunt
and Sam's
family.
And this guy had built this little tent right on the sidewalk in front of these people's houses.
Then
I was just shocked it's still there.
Yeah.
So I think the patients are there all across the
thing with you can
but I'm not gonna okay, anything else? We got a new system. We got a new this and we do the math for that, but we got it. Anything else?
No, my neighborhood's good.
Your neighborhood's good? Okay.
Well, somebody's neighborhood's doing
that.
All right,
that's okay.
My neighbors have a
former
cemetery, so
I'll go through the list. Then I'll add it to the minutes, and then we'll review it next time, and then we'll approve it.
And I assume all these departments have people that go out and look and create their own suggestions.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
As well.
So they have an ongoing, it's called a capital improvement project plan. So it's a 10-year plan, every department has one.
Is that available on online?
And
Doc has a beautiful
one.
But there's another one.
I
read it
yesterday. He's on
Parks.
About
it's doing the best
we can.
What?
It's
doing the best we can.
Yeah, okay.
Parks folks will submit to Parks and RPM, like, hey, this is Armada or the picnic area is one that we need to do. Get it on the list. That's the capital improvement. So Parks has one, Public Works has one.
You can find it in there.
I don't know if it's, I haven't find it. I know we're updating ours now. I just don't know if it's posted somewhere for the public to see.
23 and 24.
Have you read the revised Title 30?
The one when it
I, years, a couple of times. It takes a little bit to get
used to it. I love the layout. I love the diagrams. I think they did a terrific job.
Yeah, it just takes getting used to the new, you know, counting there, what is particularly residential, and then going back and referring to, is it kind of, is it, oh, it's a code, 22 something, and going back and looking at that, because I guess that, that takes forever.
Okay, we're not finished, so I'm going to read this comments by the general public thing here.
You are the general public.
Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. We have no one in the audience. So our next medium, well, sort of. Next meeting date is September 12th, 2023. Can I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
He took the end of the meeting. He took the podium away. There's no podium.
So,
there's no microphone. There's no podium. It's all gone.
Yeah, I tried that. They said we could change the word.